House Bill 1158, an act to reallocate a certain portion of state aid to education.
House Bill 1158 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Madam President, members of the Senate, in 1995, the legislature passed into law the provisions of the school aid formula as we know it today. And simply put, I have always understood that we provided, in the legislature provided, that school districts could tax a particular mill levy on property, and that when they reached their maximum of local effort, if the money wasn't there to meet a certain number that we had prescribed, then we would fill out the rest or the balance with the state aid money. If you work the math out, there are certain schools in South Dakota, about five of them, that receive no state aid to education simply because the property valuation they have divided by the amount of kids they have doesn't, the math doesn't work out. They don't get any state aid. Now, I'm not here to complain about that. We've gotten past that. But then we went on in the 1998 session of the legislature and passed into law the provisions of open enrollment. We all require, at least in part where open enrollment is concerned, that schools set standards for open enrollment, and we ordained that they must set the standards by parameters that we gave them from the legislature. And so the schools that receive children in open enrollment who do not receive state aid education presently do not get any money when they take students in open enrollment. They are subsidizing children under the state aid formula. When we originally brought this bill, what we were asking is that the state simply send that portion of the state aid formula to the receiving district that's not receiving it. And then DECA took a look at this and pretty much rewrote the bill. They now favor the provisions of this bill as a compromise that was worked out. Simply stated, if a child goes into a district that does not receive the state aid formula, we will now send the state aid funding with them. We have to agree, however, that that same school district, in the event that they send children out, must on their own then, not with the help of the state, but they must on their own send money with that child to the other receiving district. I think this is a pretty fair thing. DECA has agreed to agree with us. As a matter of fact, they pretty much wrote this bill, and we like the way they wrote it. I would tell you that on page 2, if you look at lines 4 through 11, you see how the state figures the formula. And I confess to you that all I can do here today is accept that that's how they do it, and that that's how they've been doing it, and it's the right way to do it. I couldn't begin to explain this formula. I only tell you what I begin with at the beginning of my presentation, and I think that most of us understand it the way I gave it in the beginning. So with that, I would urge your support of this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1158. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Alba, Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue? Rose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuick.
No.
Dennert. Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury. Everest. Greenfield. Hagen. Hange.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Huttmacher.
Aye.
Cleven.
No.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons. Vitter.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Whiting. Senator Dennard? Senator Dennard? Senator Simmons? Senator Simmons? Madam President, ayes 29, nays 3.
House Bill 1158 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.